Jack and Jermaine, you mean?
Yeah, they're in the back.
Oh, wow.
Can you hear me?
Where the fuck were you last
off.
Week, Jack?
You should be penalized. You gotta take your clothes off. All of it. We'll know. All of it. We'll know.
Yeah.
We're going to ground it. But I'm going to know.
How come every time I glance at the time, I always catch it changing? Like it happens to me all day. I always catch the time changing all day. What is that?
But does he really think we're not non-physical, that we know he hasn't taken his clothes off yet?
All right, man.
You want to come every other week? Well, then we'll say, how's your phone? If you can come
I have a mom. Hi, aunt. I'm on.
You know. Hey,
no exciting relations.
It's Nadia.
Yes, yeah. Nadia. You got your clothes and go off, Nadia. You haven't been here in months.
I have my clothes on and in my closet hanging up.
Yay, okay. That's good for you.
How are you guys doing?
We fixing the sea.
Hey, hi, Aunt. Did Jermaine tell you we went to Costa Rica?
No, yes. But we knew.
So that's why you missed the class. You were in Costa Rica. Okay, that's a good alibi.
Well, Bill doesn't reach Costa Rica, I guess.
So that's okay. So where's Jermaine, Nadia?
Right here.
All right.
He's right there.
So, Jack, present your question with the class.
No.
You're talking about the little counter switches?
I don't know. He's getting naked, so I don't know what you guys want to ask, Jack.
He doesn't have his clothes off yet. He's almost there. Come on now. Let's go.
I got something to say to Jermaine.
Okay.
Wait. Is this a clothing optional question?
I'm doing a lot of drawings of trolls and fairies and elves and... I'm just saying that's what I'm doing. I got tons of drawings. So if Jermaine ever wanted to see them, I would send them to her.
Oh, that's so cute. This reminds me of like prison, like where you send people like artwork when you're in prison.
I'll take a look at them.
This is Jack now. So now I'm comfortable. What do you want me to do?
Bare butt naked. Nothing but a smile.
I can't do that because Nadia's here right now. Nadia can't see it.
Tough titty, Biggins. Besides, she doesn't believe in premarital socks anyway.
Hello. Now we're talking, Ion.
Did you say socks?
This is just Playboy channel, yeah. Jermaine. It's just like Playboy.
Hello.
Hey, come down and get right.
Is Nadia the one who does the Playboy show, Jermaine?
Yes, that is correct, okay. Yes.
So that's why Ion's doing this. This is right up her alley. This is her kind of show content.
But she ain't even blushing. It's like, okay, this is normal. Let's go.
Yeah, this is absolutely normal. I mean, this is actually PG-13 at this point.
That's right. We ain't even had him jump through no hoops yet.
All right, now I'm taking my socks off. Hold on.
Okay.
Can I ask my question now?
No. Okay. Not yet.
Ask me, Jack, then.
I've been seeing the time change all day, but I feel like where I'm at right now in my life, I feel like there's a lot of stuff growing and there's nothing moving. But I see the time changing all day. What is that?
That's you shifting dimensions. Every time you see a time changing, you've come back from being somewhere else. So you're shifting. There's a lot of movement, actually, in your life.
Is that good or bad, or what is that?
No, that's good.
But why is everything standing still, though? I feel like everything I'm doing is standing still. I feel like I have a bunch of great things, but everything is just, like, standing still.
That's your mind, your labyrinth, your mind demanding fixity, holding on to a, you know, static image while you have incredible change going on around you and in you. That's a defense mechanism in your mind.
It's a basic rigidity of not following direction. We told you to take your clothes off.
All right, fuck it. I'm doing it. I'm naked now.
Yeah. Almost.
Okay, he's
cool
naked.
Him, Jack. Hey, Jermaine, is he naked?
Ew, there's a funky smoke coming out. He's naked.
Real funny, Nadia. Real funny. All right, so let's get down to business.
Okay. Right. Now that you have gotten away from the things that bound you, socks count. If you get anything on you, you're fucking up. So just so you know.
I don't have my socks on. I didn't take the socks off.
He is naked for real.
All right, so
this is just starting, kind of.
I don't care. If I got, if this is what I have to do to figure out what it, figure out what he's trying to tell me something.
Right.
But I know I have such great things happening for me. But why is everything standing still?
It's not standing still. It's just moving very, 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 according to you, slow. It's not standing still. It's actually going so fast, but so are you. You have increased your velocity to match the velocity of everything around you, so it seems as though it's going slow. If you are in an airplane going 600 miles an hour in the sky, everything's calm and easy, you're not even moving. But if you're on the ground going 600 miles an hour, it's like you're blowing your head off. That's the difference.
Yeah.
It's your bias. You are moving fast with your environment. Your environment has picked up velocity, so have you. That's why we had to make sure you were willing to defrock yourself. Because the frocking is what got you in trouble in the first place.
Because the what? The cropping?
Frocking.
Got me in trouble.
That's clothing. Wearing clothes. The clothes got you in trouble in the first place. The clothes are
barriers?
Bonds.
Anchoring.
Bonds.
Bonds.
Yeah, bonding. Bonding.
So I need to let go of everything, basically. Is that what you're saying?
The only reason you've gotten this far is because of Jermaine.
Yeah.
Well,
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
No,
I agree.
I agree with that.
Yeah, we do that.
Okay. Yeah. So now that you have gotten down to the lowest common denominator, where nothing else is a bias, now you can communicate openly, freely, fluidly.
I see what you're saying.
Well, you don't see what I'm saying. You hadn't asked anything yet. We hadn't said anything yet. Now you asked the question.
So my question is, I asked it. Why is everything, you say everything's moving fast, but it seems like every time that something's going to happen, something slows it down. Is it because I'm not ready for it to happen yet?
Now, Jermaine will like this one. This might get kind of fun. And just because we can get away with this, you can give him a little windmill action going on if you want to. Okay? But here's the problem. In order to start that, your motion would have to set you in motion before it began. Do you understand? You could move your body in such a way to make your penis go in the circle like a windmill.
Helicopter dick.
But you'd have to set that in motion before it began making that motion. If you were to create helicopter dick, as she says, then you spin it, but it would have to spin before you noticed that you had achieved helicopter dick.
Okay. I have to put the stuff in motion before I can see anything happen, basically, correct?
Well, and it's always going to be a lag behind, or if it's going exactly the same velocity as you are, it'll be as though it's dead still.
It's as though it's dead still.
Everybody in the car is going 60 miles an hour on 10. Well, you don't go that fast on 10. Everybody in the car is going 2 miles an hour on 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody looks like they're sitting perfectly still, but they're all going 2 miles an hour on the 10, same time. But if they're running alongside the car 2 miles an hour, it looks as though they're moving. As Bob was trying to explain, it then becomes a visual bias, like what you found in Halawela.
In Costa Rica.
What you found?
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, so much of it, Ion.
But Jack didn't go there.
We weren't speaking Jack.
I was looking for a necklace in particular that I guess my uncle used to wear, the one that passed away. He used to wear it all the time, and it's either a cross.
Tooth.
Well, it's not a tooth. No, it's more of a, like, a, I don't know if it's like a cross or like some medallion with some type of like religion thing on it for protection.
It's a tooth.
It's his tooth, because I was trying to figure out what it is that he wanted me to go get. And I was having a hard time trying to understand what it was. But now that you're saying his tooth, it's somebody else who has it. It's like one of my other uncle's ex-wife.
Is it Gaylene? Is that her name?
Christian.
That's who has it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I know she has it. But does she still have it?
Yes.
Does he still want me to get that? Like, is that something that I need to go get and pick up because it belongs to me?
Why not just ask for it and let it be given to you?
Okay. Because before I went out there, I felt like there was more that I was supposed to accomplish. And then when I came back home, it was like a satisfying feeling as far as like what we experienced and information we got. But at the same time, I felt like I still left with a piece missing.
The church in Cartago.
Yeah, you're right. His what?
Of course you're right. We tell you specifically. We tell you specifically. You go down the stairs, and that's where the matron saint was buried, and to do that. And you decided otherwise. So, it's okay.
Yeah. But we met the Carmelita lady. She gave us a lot of info.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that her, Carmen, that we met?
In your bodega?
Yeah.
There's another lady that lived in a blue house, but she was out of town. She was in San Jose at the time. What was her piece in there?
Benine is her name. She had information.
We got her information to call her and talk to her since she wasn't there.
Good.
And Ion, what about the missionaries that we met? They were looking for the same information we were looking for.
Yeah, but don't give it to them.
Yeah, we didn't give them much. Whatever they told us, we just agreed with it, but we didn't give them much information, and we had a feeling not to give it to them.
The angels that came from Limon, do you remember those?
Uh-huh.
You came through the airport, you pushed the button, you went through the thing, you met these other people, and they were from Limon. The angel from Limon.
At the airport?
When we got there, when we were leaving?
Outside the airport. The first people you met from Port Limon.
I don't remember the people we met.
Well, he was an angel from Limon.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you find it odd how you got your ride?
Yeah.
Well, tell me.
Well, it took like 2 hours than we were scheduled because my cousin asked his friend to come pick us up.
Instead of my uncle?
Instead of my uncle, who was supposed to pick us up, it was his friend and him. And Ion, what about the missionaries? What do they want with the information we're looking for, too?
They want the bodega.
Oh, that's why. The one in Cartago.
Yeah, that's right. Or the one in Alajuela.
Hey, Ion,
the one in Alajuela is already under my name.
It doesn't make any difference. They still want it.
That's why they want to know all the information about the Renner family.
From Guillermo.
I still haven't found him, so that's the next thing, going over there and looking for him.
That's the attorney, Guillermo.
Yeah.
In San Antonio de Escazú.
Escazú, okay.
Jermaine.
Yes.
Has he been naked long enough, or should he make him wait another little bit?
I think he's been naked on my couch long enough.
Couch naked, okay. So now ask your question, Dick.
All right, so basically you're saying let go of every... Basically, I think I'm attaching, attaching my... Kind of like going back to my old ways, thinking very materialistic. Is that what you're saying?
Papa justified, conjure sacrifice. Jermaine, cue it up for me.
Yeah.
On YouTube, find the conjure of sacrifice. Papa justify.
Well, that's a lot of voodoo.
Yeah, it's not voodoo, it's hoodoo.
So is this what Jack is trying to do to himself?
Well, no, he got his clothes off. And now we're trying to break the chains that bound him. Anytime, Lord, he's talking to you, Jick. Hey, Jick, he's talking to you. Anytime, whenever you're ready, break the chain. These chains that bind us, anytime.
Were those people having their chains broken or they were getting drowned?
So how do I break the chains?
Oh, he told you. Let him go.
The eyes roll back into his head.
No. Get naked. Get in a mirror. That's all you got to do. He took his clothes off, Bob. He listened to the Conjure Sacrifice. We got the rest. Hey, Jick, we got this, baby. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Jick. You got it. Jick. That's funny you said my name like that, like Jick. Because people from my hometown say my name like that.
Hey, Jick.
Hey,
the key is the key which opens all doors.
What is the key? What's the key, Yosef?
Skeleton key.
It opens all doors.
What does? What opens?
The skeleton
key.
Where's the skeleton key at?
And it's the Papa Chastifying the Conjurer's Sacrifice.
Instead of saying inside yourself, he says it's in the YouTube.
It's in Pepsi now.
But I have a question, Ion. Lately, every time I'm like sitting down or if I'm like laying in bed, things start shaking. I feel like it almost feels like an earthquake, but it's not an earthquake. And it's just like, it depends. It's always when I'm still though, like whether it's in bed or in my desk or if I'm just sitting down, things start shaking. Why does that happen?
Are you bragging?
Insert laughter.
No, I'm not complaining. Like I can be like really reading something or just like into something. And that's when things start shaking.
Well, that's what Jermaine's been doing for years, Nadia.
Yeah.
I know. I told her.
You told her, and she didn't listen?
Okay.
It's generational, honey. It's how you connect. The connection of that flow of energy flows. And so when you get still, you notice it. But it's happening all the time, but you notice it.
And it's almost like I feel it all the time lately.
Well,
yeah, that's the Renner. That's a Renner tradition.
Is it a cycle though? Because I do that too, but I call it like a seasickness kind of. When you
get vertigo. Vertigo.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Better. Better. Yeah.
Remember, I telling you, Andrew, that I had those same symptoms.
Right. It's all portaling. Pre-portaling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I told her, but she wanted to ask you.
Okay,
well,
go ahead.
Ion, every time I try to manifest something, especially there's this thing in particular that I really want it to happen, it's kind of like what Jack was saying. It's kind of like not happening. Like it's taking its time.
Well, you're using the wrong word, Nadia. You're using the wrong word. You don't want it to manifest. You want it to create. I mean,
where you
I got
want
this.
It.
Ion,
you
I
want
got
it.
This, Ion.
No, you don't have it, Bob. You don't want it. You don't have it if you want it.
Somebody's going to end up getting naked right now, whether it's your Ion or Bob or Uncle Bob.
No, yeah, Nadia, I just want to say Ion will tell you about the word create as opposed to the word manifest.
Okay.
But we weren't even warning that. Here's the even more based issue. You want it. The only thing you want is what you don't have. If you have a big dick, you don't want one.
So how do I attract what, right?
If you have one, then you don't attract it. You have it. And once you get a big dick, you can have a bunch of them. Well, you're giggling, but you know what we, you know exactly what we mean. Some people can date anybody instantly. They don't have any problem. Once they get it, they can have it. But if they don't get it, they can't have it. And that's the little frumpy girls that nobody dances with, isn't it? Well.
What happens to those frumpy girls?
No one dances with them.
So they don't get the dick?
That's what you call dry season.
Right. Are you saying they don't get the dick or they
get
the dick?
Hey. It's you spit. That's all you That's how you gotta do.
You're right, Ion.
Okay, Dick, you can put your clothes on. You're getting excited over there.
Who do I have to sacrifice, though?
You are sacrificing your chains. You're getting rid of the chains. Anytime, bro. These chains. These chains that bind me. Anytime, Lord.
It says the Conjurer Sacrifice. Huh?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I read this real fast?
You certainly may.
It says the Conjurer Sacrifice.
You're naked shit, you.
I'm still naked, too. I need to know what's going on in my life. You are right. It says, the conjurer sacrifices a spell in which you sacrifice someone and take the years that they have left to live for yourself. Papa justifies the one who created this very powerful spell, which is legendary in the bayou around Terrebonne Parish. What is that?
Just that. Just conjure sacrifice.
So I'm not sacrificing someone else.
Yes, you are someone else. You certainly are.
Oh, like the old me.
You're
is that what you're saying?
Your chain broken. Yes.
I get it.
The problem is you.
Right.
You're trying to get in the mirror, and you want to take the years of someone else and put the years that are, where you don't know shit, and put that in the one in the mirror. Michael Jackson did it. He's starting with the man in the mirror. Britney Spears also got naked for you too.
Am I on the right path?
When the cares of life grow strangely dim, you are. Get your damn ass happy. Get happy. Or get out. Either way.
It's crazy because I talk about it being happy. Like I always, it's so funny. I ran into these kids at McDonald's when I was in New York, and they didn't have a phone to call their ride. And they were like, hey, man, can I use your phone? I just need to call a ride, blah, 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 blah. And I let them use my phone, and then we started talking. I was preaching like, man, don't worry about it. Just be happy. Like, I'm preaching this shit, but sometimes I don't live what I, like, sometimes I'm not happy, and I try to, like, snap out of, like, damn, get back to where you were.
Why do you think we're saying strip your damn clothes off and get happy?
Yeah.
Did you get your phone back?
Yeah, I got it back. Yeah. I got it back. The guy's name I was talking to, his rap name was Audio Magic.
So what's the point? You were telling him to get happy, but you weren't really happy?
Yeah, like I was preaching. I was telling him, like, you know, they were like on the side of the street, didn't have a ride back. Like he was an artist or whatever. I was like, hey man, just stick with it. Like don't worry about other people say. Just as long as you're happy, you'll be good. I was feeling like that for a long period of time. Then I got to this point where it's like, fuck, everything is just paused. And I started thinking about shit again. Like thinking about, I was always someone that was getting money, and it comes to a point where you're spending a lot of money and there's no money coming in. I'm just overthinking my like everything. And that's why I got to the point where I was just at a standstill. Like, what the fuck?
What did Jermaine say to that?
We didn't really, like, really talk about it and get in depth in it.
Oh, it was more you. You kept it to yourself.
I was in New York. I went to New York and D.C., and then I came back. I wasn't around Jermaine as much.
Well, see, that's the point. You weren't with Jermaine. You weren't happy. Yeah. You weren't with Jermaine.
Yeah.
That's where you're dependent on Jermaine, Ion's saying.
Yeah.
It is time, Lord. From the dry dust, out of these chains, from the devil's house. It's time, Lord, take me. From the dry dust, bring me. From these chains, bring me. From the devil's house, take me. Out of the darkness, walk me. Out of the blindness, lift me. Out of the sadness, take me. From the damnedness, please, Lord, anytime, Lord. From the dry dust, take me. From these chains, break me.
Yeah.
Do you see? You're trying to come back to God. And the binding that won't let you be happy is the part that would let you take your clothes off and get as innocent as you can so that you could easily flow and shake the parts of you off that were holding you back. Break and change.
Yeah.
That's what Papa justified. And that's why Jermaine just thinks you're hot, too. Not because you're naked, but because of that innocence. That little part that says, hey, you know, I already fucked that up. It was still fun.
And that binds the two of them?
No, it doesn't. She thinks he's cool because of his innocence. So don't lose the innocence, but get rid of the change.
Childlike.
Well, innocent. We don't like childlike, but innocent.
Is it naive or sheltered?
Well, he's neither naive, naivete, or is he sheltered by any means or stretch of the imagination. He just comes to a place where these bindings can pull his joy from the fastest path in which he endures. So he could be having the most fun of anybody there, and he'll make sure everyone else has a good time. Everybody. And he'll be having a good time. But inside, he's dying a little bit at a time.
Was he like that when he played basketball, I am?
The only reason he played basketball is so he could be something. Fit in that way.
Yeah. And then I got... Yeah. I played...
And you proved you can do it, and it's all good. It's all good. But the point is now we get down to the base part of you. There's nothing that's between you and the ground. So it's an easy way to say, okay, here you are. Wonderful. And we say, fabulous. Okay? It means your main thing is thinks you're hot. So, you know, hey, you got it going on.
Yeah.
Here's the good part. Everything is great. The only problem here in this equation is you. You bind you. Okay? Don't worry about the money. You spent more money than most people have ever seen. You know it. Don't come teaching us about damn money. You blow it like it's a bad habit. That's not the problem. Money flows. Not a big deal. It flows. Innocent. Stay workable, malleable with your man. Okay? And then shake those chains. Break those.
Say what with your man? Say it again. I'm sorry.
Stay innocent. Simple. If you get too haughty, she will drop you like a bad habit. We'll see.
Do what?
When you
forfeit your innocence, she, Jermaine, will drop you, Jig, like a bad habit. We
get
haughty.
So could you say to him, keep yourself easy. Let her be easy. Keep yourself easy.
She's going to be easy. She's going to be easy, but the
but
second...
But if he keeps himself easy, right?
Innocent. Because we want him happy. He's not exactly happy. He's close. He makes sure everybody else is happy.
That's the thing. That's my problem. I want everybody to be happy, too.
Well, good.
I always want people to be...
We know that, and that's the good part of you. Don't get rid of that. But you're supposed to be happy as well. We want you happy as well. And we can do this. We got this. But if you get haughty, once you figure it out, you get all haughty and lifted up... Jermaine will drop you like a bad habit.
Oh, I get what you're saying. So you're saying,
We will see to it. Don't you worry one little second.
Yeah, but I would never do that. I want to share everything with Jermaine.
We know. But you don't know what a charmed life is yet.
What's a charmed life like when you have everything?
You don't know. That's the reason we just said. You don't know what a charmed life is right now. What is that? We don't know. You don't know. We know. You do not know what a charmed life is. Jermaine does. And so, all we got to do is you break the chains that bind you. Listen to this every once in a while. Think when you get one of those weird moods that can get every once in a while. Get naked, get a mirror, and listen to the Conjurer's Sacrifice. It'll help.
Okay. Yeah, I do get in those moves. Jermaine hates them. She knows, too. She knows exactly when I'm in it.
I don't say anything, though. I just leave.
Ion, where does the rum and the cigar come in?
The rum and cigar is that is a sacrifice.
So you smoke the cigar before, during, or after?
It's a payment.
It's a payment. That's exactly right. The payment.
And the rum is just to be spilled out on the earth, or what?
Yeah, it's poured out on the ground.
And the cigar is just to be left in the earth?
To burn. You to burn it.
You burn it. You smoke it?
You don't have to smoke it, but you have to burn it. You can smoke it, but you don't have to. But it must be consumed. By fire.
What is the effect I have on elevators? Every time I've been getting on them this week, they break down.
It happens. It's your energy, the ascending. You're ascending, so the elevator doesn't want you to.
I broke two elevators this week, the one in my building and then the one in my parking lot.
Yeah. Well, it happens, honey, and here's what happens, because your flow is actually catching up. Now, you can unstick them just as quickly as you stick them. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing to do it, but it's another thing to do it. You also, people die on your behalf too, darling, but you can also raise them from the dead. So if you killed it, which great, you did, you can also restart it. Great, you may. So don't argue for the limitation. Embrace your power. You stopped it, you can turn it back on again. Be easy with Jake. He's trying to figure all this out, and he doesn't know exactly, but he will. So, as he's busy trying to make everybody happy, make sure he's happy, and you know when he gets in the weird place, that's when you go back to the conjure sacrifice.
Okay.
You're just threatening with us, honey. That's enough.
Okay. I have that's no problem with that.
I know, but just tell him, just sick us on him. Just threaten him with us. It'll be fine. He'll behave. It'll be good. We're going to get him happy. We're going to get him right. We're going to make him so you can really enjoy him, honey. Just watch.
All right.
Okay. Now, Jake, go ahead.
For me, I always tell you about, like, I've always felt like I was different. I always felt like I was born great. And I've always wanted to change people's lives. But I feel like there's... People don't respect you, or the people of this earth, they think you have to have money for power. But it's like I want people to hear me, but sometimes people don't take me serious because I don't have billions of dollars. You know what I'm trying to say?
Stop. Then don't do that. It's not your goddamn job anyway. And if you could do it, you'd end up getting crucified. Look what they did to Jesus. Back off that. Get happy. Yeah. Get rich, and then you won't give a fuck what they think, because you'll be God. They'll be asking you. You won't be trying to convince them. The secret to how you get along with this Godship is live a good life. Saint Germain. Saint Martin. That's how that works. Get right. Then you won't have to worry about it, and then you'll turn and look, and you'll have an extra $1 billion. You're going, crap. Damn money. Ugh. Who wants money? Get rid of it. Get rid of it. More comes. Then they steal it from you, and then they give you more.
Okay.
You see? Because then it takes the heat out of the fire. Every day, every way, everything. If you're able to do the things that you're able to do, then your joy should be priority number one.
I do and that, you, but it's my own. Sorry.
You argue for your own limitations. We know.
Yeah.
That's why we want to break these chains. These chains that bind you. The ones that blind you. The ones that shake you from the foundations of this earth. We'll break those chains anytime, Jake. Anytime you're ready, Jake.
I already know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying.
No, but now... The reason we're saying it is because the part of you that we like, it is the most absolute yummy part of all. We like the yummy parts of you. And so, once that works, then guess what? Then, Jermaine has something to work with. Then it's all good. But then you can be really, really, really happy. It's good.
You got to get wavy like Jermaine.
I get what you're saying. Fuck that. And when you get there, you are that.
You're already there. You got to start saying you're already there.
See, you live for the orgasm, but you're not the orgasm. You want the orgasm. You live to orgasm. It's all about the orgasm, right? But you, the essence of you, is not the orgasm. You want the nut, but you are not the nut. And you're being happy. You can make others happy. Great. No contest. Wonderful. That's fabulous, right? But that does not set who you are. The jizz in Jack does not make Jack jizz.
Being happy makes Jack jizz.
Because it makes jizz.
I get it.
Jizz is Jack that doesn't Jack but jizz. So if Jack has jizz, then Jake should jizz the Jack. Jack, the jizz, the jig, no, jig, no. Wait,
how many jizz
can a jizz jack jig of a jizz jack? How many jizz can a jig jack jig of a jig jack? Good jack jizz. And then, jig, you know what you should say? E-I-E-I-O.
E-I-E-I-O.
E-I-E-I-O. Okay?
He was a poor speller.
Well, that's right. That's right. Here's those damn hooked on phonics just like got them all fucked up.
I was actually a great speller. I still am a great speller. But my dad used to go to school, he'd ask me to spell words, and I would get them all right. So I'm an amazing speller.
It's
so you didn't have to do boo phonics or whatever it was called.
Do a spelling bee.
Boo phonics. Boo phonics. He's talking about phonics, not boo phonics. Boo phonics are a great big hairdo. That's what the hair hoppers wore.
The ion, what would it be? The phonetic plague?
No, the jizz and jack is really, it's really
right.
It's
but really, the bubonic plague. He didn't have to. He didn't have to learn what phonetic.
No. Yeah, he didn't have to learn that for the bubonic plague. No. Okay, so our work is very good here. Now, do you get this, chick?
I know what I got to do.
There's nothing for you to do. That's what you got to do. There's nothing for you to do. It happens. Relax and quit worrying about everybody else and get you right. In the meantime, everybody around you will get happy. We've told Jermaine what to do, and she's going to drive, and it's going to be fine. And if you behave, great. And if she doesn't, she's going to stick us on you. And we got you. Don't you worry.
My now is that the readings you and I had in 2010 and 2011, remember you said Jermaine did this in her future, came to her past to set up this to experience in her new now that blah, 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 her, that is her new now, that's her now, that's her. Remember that?
Yes, there are.
That's my now.
That's Jake. That's down to even his scrotum size. Do you remember us having a discussion about the even down to the scrotum? Well, he's right there. Does it measure up, sugar love?
Okay.
We went through every detail. We wanted the perfect lover. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember? And we went through every detail, every last detail. He's laying right there.
Yes.
Buck strapping ass naked, is he not? That description.
Oh my God, Ion, that's the one you said, and you wouldn't even know it if he's laying next to you naked.
Buck strapped naked, that's exactly right.
Ion, is it froggy then?
Well, imagine that.
No, you're kidding me.
Imagine that.
I'm sweating and I'm red right now.
You go,
I'm
girl.
Sweating.
Yummy, yummy. Yummy, 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 yummy. Enjoy. We bid you adieu.